Welcome to this demonstration of a follow-up recording to my initial Beats Pill speaker demo. And in this demo, I want to show you, as I mentioned in my last Beats Pill demo, the fact that when I got to Beats Pill speakers, I would show you how to pair them both together so they can play the same song through both speakers, and or use the speakers for a left-right channel combination for playing stereo. So first of all, let me just show you how you can pair the two speakers together. Grab my first Beats Pill here, and I'm going to turn it on by holding the button at the back of the speaker for 2 seconds. One, two. And that's going to connect to my iPhone. If I start my iPhone playing, okay, that's one Beats Pill speaker running. Pop that down and grab the second one. Same deal, hold the button in for 2 seconds and release. And that's also going to pair to my iPhone. Now remember, at the moment there's only one Beats Pill speaker paired at the moment. So if I just two finger double tap on my iPhone again. Okay, that's the paired speaker that I've now got in my hand. The other speaker is still on, but it's no longer paired. So I'm still only working with one speaker at the moment. I'm going to pop that down. So now I'm actually going to grab the first speaker that I turned on and got paired. And I'm going to hold in the front play pause button to put it in pairing mode. I'm going to hold in for 3 seconds. One, Mississippi. Two, Mississippi. Three, Mississippi. Okay, that's now in pairing mode. Touch on the back left-hand side of these speakers. You'll feel some slight, for me, graving at least. And that's the NFC chip, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to start it playing. So I'm just going to do a two-finger double tap on my iPhone here. Of course, using VoiceOver. Okay, now I'm going to turn the volume up a little bit on the second speaker that actually is the paired one. Just going to turn the volume up. Okay. So what we're going to do, I take the first speaker, it's currently not paired. The second one that is paired, I'm going to turn it over. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to match those engravings, i.e. the NFC chip, to each other, and they'll actually pair. So I'll do that now. You heard the beep. And if you just wait. Okay.
Track position, 32 seconds of 2 minutes, 43 seconds.
I've now got two speakers playing. Before I do the left and right pairing for the left and right channel, if I just, hey Siri, open headphone. Now what this is normally used for is to check that you've got your headphones on for left and right speakers. So if I touch the top of the screen.
Button.
And flick to the right.
Speaker icon left. Button.
Okay, speaker icon left. If I double tap on it.
Speaker left. Icon left.
Click on right.
Speaker icon right. Button. Speaker
right.
Icon right.
Now at the moment, that's doing left and right in both speakers. So it's not true left and right stereo at the moment, because the first pairing of the touch of the NFC for both Beats Pill speakers is to play exactly the same thing out of both speakers. So I'm now going to put them in that second pairing mode, which allows it to be a left-right stereo channel. And then we'll try the headphone app again to see if we get true left-right speakers. And then I'll play some of that music again. So speaker one here and speaker two. So hold one facing towards me, turn the other one around, and put the two engravings together. Okay, so we get the double beep, which means it's now in stereo left-right channel mode. So I'm going to put them down. I'm not too sure which one's going to be left, which one's going to be right, but we'll soon find out. Okay, so let's go back to my iPhone here and flick to the left.
Speaker icon left. Button.
Okay, let's try it this time.
Speaker icon left.
Okay, that's on my left side. Let's try right now.
Right.
Speaker icon right.
Yep, that's definitely on the right. I'm only getting VoiceOver talking out of both speakers. The actual app itself is doing left and right, which is correct. I'm going to come out of the headphone app. Let me open up music.
Music. Music. Dismiss now playing screen. Button. Track position.
And I'm just going to scroll back to the beginning of the song.
0 seconds of 2 minutes, 43 seconds.
Okay, and let's play some of this music in left-right channel proper stereo. So I've just paused it. Now, of course, you can do this pairing without actually playing music. So if I touch the speakers together again, okay, that's the first beep. That's playing two speakers at the same time. Touch it again, and that's playing left, right channel for both speakers. And of course, if I turn one of the speakers off by holding in the power button, okay, that's speaker number two off, but I'm still able to play through the first speaker that's still paired. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap. Okay, so I can still play with the first speaker with Bluetooth. And of course, I want to turn that one off as well, hold its power button in. And that's off as well. So that's basically how you can pair two Bluetooth speakers together. Remembering the first beep touching the speakers together is two speakers playing at once. And the two beeps, second pairing, is to play left-right channel stereo. So that completes this demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.